This half hour is presented by VIP Care, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr. I'm joined by Dr. Amy Reed and Dr. John Ehrman from VIP Care. Good morning, guys. I'm going to go ahead and hand it off to you.
Good morning. Good morning. I think the best way to start is by introducing VIP Care. So VIP Care is new on the scene in Pensacola, about present in this area for about 1.5, 2 years. And we are the difference between sick care and well care. So we're focused on preventative medicine, keeping people healthy, out of the hospital, out of the urgent care. And we don't want to see you when you're sick. We want to see you when you are well. So if that sounds like it's something that you can get behind and it's a difference that you want to see in your health, give us a call. The number is 850-517-4646.
So I think we're going to talk a little bit about COVID today. I know we've talked about it a lot overall, but I feel like we've not yet had the expertise of doctors and your knowledge and what you experience too. And I would actually love to hear here on the show and be able to give our listeners a little bit more information about, you know, what you saw throughout COVID and the patterns and maybe even residual side effects that are still happening with patients, the vaccines, how your patients are handling that, and how you handle new patients coming in that are still a little bit cautious when it comes to COVID, or I mean germs in general. Am I right?
Right.
So I'll go ahead and let you do that, Dr. Amy Reed.
So in terms of COVID, we're not doing COVID care in the clinics. We're doing sick care, but not COVID care. So we're trying to screen those people out. So anyone who's been exposed, recent travel, showing symptoms that are consistent with COVID, we're steering them out of our clinics. And so when you come to our offices, rest assured that we're doing our best to keep COVID out of the clinics. It's not sick. It's not COVID care that we're providing. It's sick care at that point.
Yeah, we've got a screening process right at the front door, and we've talked about that a little bit before. We do a temperature check, and again, there's some argument about whether that's appropriate or not, or whether it's a good value. But everybody coming to the doctor's office gets a temperature check. You know, that's just part of the vitals. So we do that up front, and
that's
we do the appropriate screening
new.
Questions.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's nothing
exactly.
New. Just so we're clear, I think a lot of people were like alarmed, like, why are they taking my temperature? Because we're human and we want to make sure that it's normal, right?
Exactly.
Absolutely.
So it's just right out of the gate, as it were. So when people come in, we're getting that temperature right then and there.
So I actually want to talk about temperature real quick, because some people think it's weird that my average body temperature is 97.8, but is that normal that people have their average temperatures? Like mine's 97.8, 98.1, like just in that range. And I feel like if it goes up from that, I'm like, oh, got to go back inside.
Yeah, most things in biology involve a range. Mm-hmm. Nothing is exact. So yes, everybody will have slightly different temperatures. Mm-hmm. As an example, you know, I've had some patients just walking in from the parking lot that will hit 102 degrees on a hot day. When you have a 75 or 80 year old woman that has to walk, you know, several yards out in the sun, of course. And then you have other patients that walk in and they're 97.3. So
right.
The important thing is to look at folks and just make sure they don't look sick. And that's just part of the evaluation. So
yeah, so normal, yeah, there is a range, but a fever is still a fever. So 100.4 degrees or higher, that is a fever.
Okay. So, and you look for that. I love that. So we were talking a little bit before about what we're going to chat about today in today's show. And I just want to remind you, you're listening to Pensacola Expert Panel. It's about 9:09 here at News Radio 92.3 at AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr with Dr. Amy Reed and Dr. John Ehrman from VIP Care. They can't diagnose you over the phone, but they can answer some questions, or you can text it in if you're a little shy. 850-437-1620, our text lines and our phones are working today. So go ahead, reach out. Again, like I said before, this isn't telehealth. right?
Right, right.
But Dr. Reed and Dr. Ehrman would love to help you. So just continuing on with our topic of COVID-19. So let's discuss a little bit of like mortality rate and just the differences here with VIP care and the national average. What have you seen?
Well, I know that at we have regular meetings, of course, on Zoom these days, and comparing the illness rates, the complication rates, and the death rates in our patients, so in all of VIP care, and again, we've got between 40 and 50 docs and clinics across the state. Our rates of illness were several percentage points below both the national rate and the rate in Florida, as well as our death rate in our patients. And it's hard to say exactly what points to that, but a lot of it has to do with educating patients and trying to ensure that, you know, those that are eligible for vaccination are getting vaccinated. And then if they're not eligible, how to appropriately stay safe. And, that is probably at the heart of what we do, is spending time with our patients. So, again, I'm spending between half an hour to 60 minutes with my patients, and I oftentimes get to ask them, hey, what else is going on? Or just taking the time to explain disease processes or answer the questions that people have about the vaccine, because it's very scary. And there's a lot of different information out there, and a lot of that has to do with the fact that this is a disease process that we just are really finally becoming a little bit more familiar with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so one of the big pushes with preventative medicine and healthcare is vaccination. You know, there's very few things that I can do to prevent disease, but vaccination is one of them. So, and I'm not saying that getting the vaccine means that you're going in scot-free, but it will prevent or mitigate disease. All right. So it's kind of the same as driving with car insurance. You know, just because you have car insurance doesn't mean you're not going to get into an auto accident, but it'll hurt a lot less, So vaccination is one of those preventative medicine pushes where it may prevent the disease, but it's definitely going to mitigate the disease. And we're seeing that across the nation. So in terms of who's getting hospitalized, who's dying from COVID-19, it's those that are unvaccinated. So when you're looking at those rates of hospital admissions for COVID-19, about less than 0.5% are those that are vaccinated. So it's mostly the unvaccinated individuals who are getting that severe response, COVID disease, and then ultimately succumbing from the disease. So like I said, death rates from COVID-19, mostly the unvaccinated.
Okay.
And the rates of serious illness in those that are vaccinated is also low. So again, yes, you can get infected when you've been vaccinated, but your chances of death and long-lasting disease are so much more reduced. And that's really what we're trying to do, is prepare people or make sure that people, folks that are sick or those that aren't, are most prepared for the worst of scenarios.
Okay, excellent. We do have a couple of texts coming in. Good morning to you. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. This is your Pensacola Expert Panel with VIP Care. Yes, the doctors are in the house. If you have a question, 850-437-1620. One of the questions says, have there been any major side effects with the COVID-19 vaccination? I guess I'm assuming that's with your patients that you have seen.
Mm-hmm. Really, it's very similar to most of the other vaccines on the market. So people get a little sore, they might get a little achy, might run a low grade temperature, but that's just a sign that your immune system is mounting that seroconversion or that immune response. So your immune system is working.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Very good. And to follow up, there was an incident, and I want to make sure I get this correct, in Manatee County. Did I get that right? Mm-hmm. So I don't know, Dr. Ehrman, if you want to go a little bit deeper into that and what happened. Was it related to vaccinations?
Well, yes. So several folks in Manatee County in one of the administration buildings got infected, and I believe it was in the IT department. And those that were infected were unvaccinated. I'm not sure if they were wearing masks. I'm sure they were trying to take appropriate precautions, but one of the folks that had direct exposure to the initial patient was vaccinated and was not infected. And unfortunately, There were at least two deaths that I know of as a result of that. So a pretty high mortality rate, and a total of five folks that were infected based on that initial exposure. So again, there's more evidence that, hey, getting vaccinated is probably going to affect you quite a bit.
And that was after the vaccine. This is within the past recent months.
The last 2 weeks. Yep.
Oh, okay. Well, first of all, I'm very sorry to hear that. That's absolutely heartbreaking. We don't like hearing those stories, but, you know, we get the information and we kind of download it and make the decisions. And it's also important to remember, you know, when you're in an IT department too, you're like in this room and you're doing it, to take those proper precautions and think of others. So,
and if you're uncertain about getting the vaccine, or you've heard information that scares you, please reach out to your doctor and have that discussion. Make sure that you're getting the right information.
Yeah, so you really have to be discerning with the sources that you choose to make your decision. So you need to go to either the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, or your family physician. Like, you know, talking to your aunt, your uncle, Joe Schmo down the road, those aren't reliable sources. You need someone that has a level of expertise in the area that you're wanting to get information from.
Your county health departments, mm-hmm. your larger hospitals, almost all of them will have a hotline or some form of way to get you the appropriate information. Make sure that you're going to an expert, please.
Okay, excellent. And thank you for that in sharing with us and sharing stories. I mean, sometimes it can be a little scary to hear that, but it's just a good reminder that life is very fragile and we need to look out for one another. Let's talk, moving on, unless you want to add something else to COVID and vaccinations. Is it okay if I hop to another question, another
Absolutely.
Topic?
Get it. That's it.
Okay.
To visiting, get it.
Visiting the doctor. Can you go too much? Can you go not enough? I know we've talked about like your annual checkup, right? The one where you're like, did it, nailed it, passed the test, let's go. You know, but visiting your doctor when you have maybe an underlying condition or pre-existing condition, the importance of that in maintaining your health and getting that direction from your primary care.
The philosophy at VIP Care is that we want to see you at least four times a year, and that's for disease prevention, education, and also making sure that everything's going well in terms of your comorbidities and your medical conditions. So it's really flipping the script, not sick care, but health care. And a lot of our patients are like, well, this is a huge departure from what I'm used to, which is I see you once a year. And it's like, yeah, it is. But we want to make sure that we're giving you the right tools, education, so that you can manage your disease on your own. And then we can also address other things that come up along the way. So some things that I do in my clinic are skin checks. So in terms of cancer in the United States, skin cancer is the most common.
Especially in Florida.
Yeah, and especially in Florida. And like I said, I'll do a full body skin exam, talk about different ways to protect yourself from the sun, wearing, you know, wide brim hats, long sleeves, sunblock when you can. And then another visit we might do a mobility check, you know, because mobility, making sure that someone is fully functional, that's another part of the exam. That's not just heart and lungs. And maybe in the next visit, we talk about memory. You know, there's so much that goes into healthcare that can't be addressed in 1 hour per year.
Right. So think about it, in how many hours of education does it take to teach someone how to care for themselves and understand some of the things that are very common illnesses out there? And it's probably hours and hours of education. So work backwards from that and think about applying those hours of education to how many times you should really be seen in the doctor's office. Where else are you going to get that information, and who else are you going to be able to ask those important questions of? And that's really us. So our philosophy is working backwards from that. We want to see you more often. We can't catch everything in a single visit. Even if you look nice and healthy, one out of those 365 days, what about the other 364? So we want to see you. We like to see our patients again at least four times a year and talk about the important things and how to care for them. And one of the other things we do that we kind of joke about, but we do foot exams on everybody and take care of their toenails. And we're actually trying to get a medical pedicurist for our folks.
What is that?
So
a medical pedicurist is a technician who gets a little bit more training on the foot and how it responds in different medical conditions. So especially diabetes.
You know? Okay, that's the first thing that popped into my brain.
Yeah.
So you have to be more fragile? Is there like more stuff that happens with your feet? You know, I am new. I don't understand diabetes a lot. I'm just going to say, I don't even joke about it when people are like, that's going to give you diabetes. Sure. I'm like, it's not a joke. It's not a joke. Don't joke like that.
Well, just getting older and larger, it's harder to reach your feet and your sensation starts to decrease over time. So you need some, you don't know what you don't know. You need somebody else to look at your feet.
Mm-hmm. That is so, I mean, my mind is blown. You just like brought something up I would have never thought about. Actually, speaking of feet, well, foot, leg, ankle, you shared that story with me before we came on air. Is it okay to share that a little bit?
Sure, yeah, right. So just in the course of, you know, I had an elderly lady who came in with her daughter. She has a little bit of dementia. So she has, you know, her daughter kind of speak for her at times. But as we're going through the appointment, I'm just kind of asking, hey, what else is going on? And it said, well, her ankles are a little bit swollen lately. And so I looked down and it's not both ankles. It's just one ankle. And well, when did this start? About 3 weeks ago. And was there an injury or did something occur? Well, we took a really long car ride. And so whenever we docs in the office hear that and look at one leg that's really swollen, you know, we immediately start to think about blood clots. And, you know, so that's very important that especially in our elderly folks, but really in everyone, and also those with hormone replacement therapy, not just estrogen, but also testosterone. It significantly increases your risk, as does smoking, of blood clots. So make sure you're getting out of the car, you know, every 1 to 2 hours and walking around and pumping those calves. It's really important. But, you know, I'm following up with that patient later this week in regards to a blood clot. So
that's such a good reminder because it's summer. People are traveling to go see their families. They're going on vacations. So I don't know if you just mentioned it, but how often should you get up? Those rest areas are good for something, you know, taking a walk, getting your dog out, all those things.
People have a lot of different diseases, but ideally probably about every 1 to 2 hours. And it just varies depending on what's going on.
I mean, I would go crazy. I have to get out. I am the dog. I like have to get out and run around because, you know, you're sitting in the car. You're like, okay, got to get these bad boys moving. You know, when you're on an airplane, sometimes I'll just stand up, you know, do a little twist on the airplane.
Because
that's the other thing, too, is getting up on an airplane. Sometimes you're like, oh, I'm by the window. I don't want to move out. You know what? Guess what? They'll get over it and you're never going to see them again. Move around.
If you're one of those folks whose ankles swell throughout the day, then you've already got a little bit of venous insufficiency and you need to pay even more attention to that and be getting up more regularly and walking.
Okay. I love that. Thank you for bringing that up and allowing us to talk about that. It's about 9:22 here at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. We are chatting with VIP Care. Dr. Ehrman and Dr. Reed are here. If you have a question, please feel free to call or you can text in. We do have one that goes kind of right into one of my next questions. I do want to talk some success stories a little bit. Maybe if you can share some fun stories that will bring us some good news and good cheer. Mm-hmm. But I want to just give you the opportunity to remind people where you're located, and our listener would like to know, do you offer care for individuals without insurance?
Unfortunately, we don't. We take Medicare Advantage folks, and that's really of all ages, but predominantly those that are 65 and older are going to qualify for Medicare Advantage. If you have any questions about it, you know, about that, give us a call, 850-517-4646, and we'll be happy to talk to you about that.
Okay. Thank you do you have somebody on staff that kind of can like walk and want to reiterate 65 and up? Mm-hmm. So, you know, somebody who can walk an individual through maybe even switching insurance or what their options are?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And if you have any questions about insurance and are hesitant to call us, then then search for an independent insurance broker. You know, if you don't want to talk to anyone that's affiliated with a large organization, the independent brokers are the best folks to tell you, you know, go over plans and decide what's best for you.
Mm-hmm. That's always encouraging, because sometimes we're just like, pick this. That's right. All you get, you know. You take it or leave it, you know. But it's good to know you have options.
Absolutely.
All right. So we have a few minutes left, and we'll go back into locations in just a moment. And we're throughout Pensacola and a location in Milton, if I'm correct. Mm-hmm. Right. But before we get to that, success stories. I don't know who wants to go first.
So I'll go first, and I've mentioned it before. So, you know, diabetes, it's one of those diagnoses that really hits a lot. You know, there's nothing that is spared when someone has diabetes. So it increases your risk for heart attack, stroke, kidney failure, peripheral neuropathy. And so I had a patient that was new to me, you know, 6 months ago, and her A1C, which is a marker of how well your diabetes is controlled or how well your glucose has been controlled over the last 3 months, normal is 5.6 and below. Diabetes is 6.5 and above. Hers was 13.5. And so that's markedly abnormal very, very high. And no one really took the time to sit down with her and tell her what she needed to be doing to keep those numbers in check. And just by coming to see me every 2 to 4 weeks, we were able to get that A1C down from 13.5 to 7 within 6 months, which is great, because she was seeing an endocrinologist, which, yeah. So it's just someone needed to take that time, that extra, and put in that extra effort to have her understand her disease and to get it under control.
Okay. And how is she now?
Oh, she's great.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, that's what we want. I'm kind of just like, my mind is blown when you're looking at that ratio and you say 13 and you're like, whoa, like how did, you know, she not have a heart attack? And I just kind of is, that's a miracle right there. And then an opportunity to show your expertise and what you do. So thank you for that. I appreciate that. Hearing different stories, I have family members who have diabetes and have lost legs, and they've become immobile, and it just breaks your heart, because I'm wondering, like, who's taking time to walk you through, like, your diet, your exercise, you know, proper insulin, proper activity, you know?
And it's a very common disease. In terms of the American population, about one third has prediabetes or impaired fasting glucose, and that's huge. That's so, and it kind of correlates to our obesity rate, you know, because about two-thirds of Americans are either overweight or obese. But if someone's not taking that time to address it and say, hey, your sugars aren't where they need to be, and also your BMI, your weight, is not where it needs to be, you know, you're never going to make that effort to make that change, and so your health is going to fail.
And don't wait until you're in a better place, or, oh, let me lose a couple of pounds, or let me be good for a little bit. Truthfully, we want to see you at your worst. We need to know what's really going on. And don't be afraid to come in. That's why we're here. You would be amazed at what we see on a regular basis. But we're here to help. That's why we do this.
Wow. Yeah, thank you. And thank you for sharing that story, Dr. Reed. Dr. Ehrman, do you have a success story to share for us?
Again, I did have a patient who, and I think I said this in one of the earlier episodes, but she hadn't seen a doc in about 20 years, mm-hmm. and was having some trouble seeing, didn't know why, so really had to have help, couldn't drive, just to walk around in the clinic, and got her evaluated, got a visual exam, and she had some cataracts, and we're getting those removed, and now she'll be able to see again. So It's pretty amazing.
Is it fear? Do you think that a lot of it has to do with fear, or
absolutely.
Just past really horrific doctor experiences?
It's probably a little of both, right? You know, because people always go into the doctor thinking, oh, it's going to be the worst case scenario. So if I just avoid that conversation, I'm not going to get that bad news. But it's like, turning a blind eye or putting your head in the sand does not make that problem go away.
You're right.
I've had patients when I walk into the exam room and just start to talk, they start crying. And, you know, you have to take the time to figure out what's going on. And so many people are so afraid of going in, and it can be, I mean, let's face it, you know, going to the doctor's office and waiting an hour and a half to get seen. And I mean, it's not the most pleasant of experiences.
Right. It can feel defeating.
Absolutely.
I love that. I love what you guys do. It's about 9:29. So we have a little less than a minute left. So let's tell everyone where you're at. Dr. Ehrman.
So I'm on North Davis Highway. If you know the intersection of Brent and North Davis, right there off of 110, just south of Home Depot. I'm on that south corner in the shopping center, right next to Dollar General with, I think there's a Subway on the end there too.
Yes.
So right in the middle. Oh, the plasma center's right there too.
Okay.
And then I'm located at the intersection of Pine Forest Road and Mobile Highway. And it's just a little south of that Walmart neighborhood market.
Okay, excellent. And what's the best number for an individual to call if they have a question or want to try to come in to see you?
Yep. So if you're hearing what we're saying, if you like what we're saying, best number to reach us at is 850-517-4646. Someone will answer the phone, get you information about which location is best for you, and see if you're eligible for care.
Thank you, Dr. Reed. Thank you, Dr. Ehrman. Always a pleasure. So much to unpack. We'll see you next week.